Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. An action plan released by the Shanghai government calls for the city to have 150 demonstration green manufacturing firms by 2025. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan talked to two foreign industrial giants and finds out more about their green solutions.
The 13 buildings at this factory in Shanghai's Minhang district bring a combined rooftop area of almost 46,000 square meters. They provide a natural advantage for green transformation for the pump manufacturer housed here to install photovoltaic panels. The first phase of the installation project was completed in September. More than 7,000 photovoltaic panels have been installed, all from a local supplier. They were put into use last week.
We are absolute specialists for pumps, for valves, and of course for service. We are no specialist for green technology solar panels. Here we rely on good partners. And here in China, the partner who helped us to build the solar panels on the roof here in our Shanghai plant, he's just an expert. And we benefit from this expertise in a win-win situation. And I must say, the job that was done is absolutely amazing.
By 2025, the company estimates the solar panels will be responsible for half of the electricity consumption at the factory. KSB is not alone. Foreign pharmaceutical companies are also stepping up their green transformation. With its production lines running non-stop throughout the year, pharmaceutical giant Boehringer Ingelheim now has a zero-carbon certificate from the Shanghai government for its factory in Shanghai's Zhangjiang Science City. Much of the factory's air conditioning system has now been upgraded. The company has introduced new equipment like heat pumps and heat pipes to recycle the heat, as well as a new carbon emission management system.
Our three-dimensional heat pipes have the highest investment return rate. We got our costs back in just a few months. For those with slower investment returns like photovoltaic panels, we make our investment back in 6 or 7 years, but they can be used for more than 20 years, which means that after we get our costs back, we can be operating at no cost but only saving money for more than 10 years.
As of 2021, the factory had already saved 31 million yuan in energy costs, more than four times the money spent on its upgrades. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.
Matisse by Matisse, an exhibition of French modern art master Henri Matisse, is now on display at the UCCA Edge Gallery in Shanghai, bringing together more than 280 works by Matisse, along with other objects he collected. Reporter Zhang Yue spoke to the exhibition's curator to learn more.
The 11-part exhibit invites visitors to explore how Matisse began as an artist, how he invented fauvism, and the inspiration he gained from his voyage to Tahiti in the 1930s. All of the exhibits, including the oil paintings, sculptures, and prints, were brought by the Matisse Museum in Le Catoule. The museum is in the artist's hometown in northern France and houses one of the world's largest collections of Matisse's works, alongside the Matisse Museum in Nice and the Baltimore Museum of Art in the United States.
The work of our
Sophie LaFlamont, deputy director of Museum Matisse in Le Catoule, said Colliou, Sun Street, is one of her favorites.
It was the first discovery of the sunlight, because Matisse was born in the north of France, and the weather is not very fine. When the first time he went to the south of France in summer, it was a discovery with the colors, with the light, and it changed completely his way of painting, his technique of painting.
Born into a textile family that had been in the business for over 300 years, Matisse studied law in Paris, and after gaining his qualification, he became a court administrator in his hometown. In 1889, he took to painting while recuperating from appendicitis.
It's just constantly experimenting, trying new things, and finding. And he was always in bad health, and all the way to the end of his life, you know, he had multiple health problems. He was in a wheelchair, and he's still making, you know, these paper cuts when he's well into his 80s.
Matisse's paper cutouts were part of work in the later years of his artistic career is another highlight. This exhibition is the first time that this collection has left the museum and been shipped abroad from France. Before coming to Shanghai, the exhibition was very well received in Beijing earlier this year.
We're just so excited because Matisse is such an important artist, but for so many reasons, he's never really had a comprehensive show in China before, and certainly in Shanghai. And yet, 100 years ago, there were modern artists in Shanghai discussing the work of Matisse. So he has this very long history in this city, even compared with Beijing.
The influence of Matisse on China's modern art is also a big highlight. Through works and archival materials by artists including Liu Haisu and Guan Liang, visitors will be able to trace how Matisse's influence spread to China and its effect on artists in China between the 1920s and 1940s. The exhibition will run to February 18th next year. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.